This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes as we continue the message of the Word of God, the Bible, on the great problem of human suffering. And we continue now especially in a consideration of how to get ready for suffering. It may be the case that everything is going your way today, that every member of your family has good health, that you have a good job, that everybody in the community thinks you're a great person, but it just may be the case that some sort of severe suffering is just around the corner for you or for someone whom you love very dearly. And so I am striving to show some of the things that the Bible teaches as to what each one of us can do to try to get ready, even before these things happen, to try to get ready to meet them in the right way. The first suggestion that I make along that line today is that one must live a life of accepting Christ's invitation when he said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden," as we find in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. Now this invitation is not an idle platitude, because it is an invitation to each and every human being from Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Those who truly believe in him will regard this invitation with loving thanksgiving and with firm trust and confidence that the Lord will do just what he says he will do. In recognizing that suffering may come to any person, true believers will build their lives upon the firm rock that he will be ready to receive them at any time they need him to do so, even when they are in the midst of severe suffering. And thus, they will learn to be patient in suffering, as we are taught to do in Romans chapter 12, verse 12. As a further step in good preparation to meet suffering, the Bible makes clear that one must recognize the value of helping others when they are suffering. Of God, Paul said that he comforted us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 4. I strongly urge that you take your own Bible and read that passage for yourself. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 4. In this passage it is seen that as one receives comfort from God, he in turn is to comfort other people who are suffering. As one comforts others, he is made stronger to endure his own suffering. Now this is true simply because spending one's life in helping, in comforting others, has to do with helping one to walk in the opposite direction from self-pity. And you know, self-pity is destructive of gratitude, and when we lose our gratitude to God, we are not going to be obedient. And so as a person learns to help others, he is thus turned in the direction of thanksgiving for what blessings he does have in spite of whatever suffering he may have endured. Again, the Bible makes clear that we must remember that an eternal home in heaven, not a home in this world, is God's ultimate goal for each one of us. Each one of us should live every day of his life with this thought in mind. The attitude which will be thus engendered will help one to overcome life's disappointments and to endure whatever suffering may come. This life is the time of testing men's hearts, and this world is the place where the testing takes place. But this world is not man's eternal home. Each person must strive to have the attitude which Abraham and Sarah had when the Bible makes clear in Hebrews chapter 11, verses 9 and 10, that they look for the city which hath the foundations, whose builder and maker is God. As they surveyed their life here upon this earth, they recognized that they were merely pilgrims and sojourners, people just passing through. The earth was not really their home, but heaven with God was their eternal home, and so it should be with yours. Be with us again tomorrow.